ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara brings down the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda b'negeya to an oyhev or a soine, which the Gemara says is defined, the Mishnah says, and the Gemara says is defined in a particular manner. The oyhev is a shushvin, which is someone who his role is to give special gifts at the wedding. Today they refer to it as an unterfir at the wedding. So the shushvin, either during the first day of the chasana or during all 7 days, 2 days in the Gemara, has a special role as an oyhev or a soine, which Rebuda defines as someone who didn't speak 3 days with that individual because of his enmity. So the oyev or the soine, according to Rebbe Yehuda, is possible to be an aid, to be a witness for that person. And Rebbe Yehuda learns that out of a pasuk, v'hu loy oyev loy, which Rebbe Yehuda teaches, he understands that pasuk to be a reference, that such an individual who's an oyev, an enemy, is unable to participate, to serve the role of an aid, a witness, klapi, such a person. And just like an oyev, an enemy, so too an oyev, a friend as well. And that's Rebbe Yehuda, that those individuals are possible for being an aid. The Rabbanan are choylik on that, and they hold a nechshed Yisroel al kach, and people are not suspect. The Yidden are not suspect of lying because they're an oyev or a soine, and they surely tell richtige, accurate eidus. But the Rabbanan still dashin, as the Gemara says from Vuhuloy oyev loy, that we passel such an individual who's an oyev or a soine, a friend or an enemy, from serving as a dayon. And Rashi says that to serve as a dayon, you have to be able to see a zechus, and likewise for keret, you have to be able to see a choyev, you have to be able to see all the different stodim, the positive, the negative, in favor or against the individual who's being judged. And therefore, someone who's an oyev or a soine is going to be unable to see all the stodim correctly and accurately, and therefore we pass them from being a dayon according to the day of the Rabbonim. The Rosh over here in Simen Chof Gimel writes that there's actually two different madregas of an oyev or a soine. The Rosh says that we paskin like the Rabbonin, and we hold that an oyev or a soine is only possible from being a dayan, from being a judge. And the Rosh says that someone who has the severe madrega of the Mishnah, which Rabbi Yehuda speaks in the Mishnah with reference to a witness, and we paskin it in the Shitas Rabbonin, b'negeya to being unable to be a judge. So if you have this more severe madrega of an oyev or a soine, which means, as we said, the oyev, the person who just served as a shushvin, the unterfir at the wedding, or the soine, the person who didn't speak within 3 days, machmas the enmity, to that individual, the Rosh says that that's le'ikuva, even b'di'eved, that such an individual who dan, who served as a dayan, for this person, his din is posel, even after the fact. Masha'enkein, zok the Rosh, a person who just has a ahava or a sinna mu'etes, a smaller amount, a minimal amount of an ahava or a sinna klapi this person. So there, we would not say that such a person is mamish posel from serving as a dayon. You don't have the severe madrega of the Mishnah. Afal pi kein, zok de Rosh, such an individual has a small amount of ahava and a sinna klapi, the litigant klapi, the defendant, is going to be nifsal lechatchila, disqualified the chatchila from being able to serve as a dayan. And that's not in our sugya, says the Rosh. As we mentioned, our sugya is the more severe oyev or a soine, but that's found in the sugya in Ksubois on the Kofei Med Beis, where the Gemara brings them for a papa, loy lidon inish dinner, that a person should not serve as a judge, laman de rochem lei, or laman de soni lei. And the Gemara says, because if you rochem lei, you have a love for the individual, you won't see any choyv, you won't see any negative, klapei, the litigant. And if you're a soni lei, if you have some sort of an animosity to him, so you won't find any factor in his benefit. And that, says the Rosh, is talking about a minimal avo or a sinna klapi the litigant, but akoponim lechatchila, Chazal say that you should not serve as a judge, even though it does not passel you from being a dayon b'di'evid. That's the Das HaRosh. The Rambam in the Yad, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, does not bring down any such two madregos, and specifically, although the Rambam certainly does paskin the Rabbonin of our Gemara, and the Rambam says that somebody who is an oyhev or a soine, klapi the litigant, is unable to serve as a dayon, it's possible from being a dayon, the Rambam says, and the Rambam does not mention specifically the guidelines that Rabbi Yehuda gives in our Mishnah, klapi his shita, of disqualified from being made. In other words, Rambam never mentions that the oyhev is defined as a shushvin who just served as a special role of a unterfir at the wedding. He does not bring down the soine if somebody didn't speak for 3 days, machmas, the enmity. And in fact, the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Eidos Perek Tezayin, bleibt schwer and asks the Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Kesef Mishnah says, Mahani Amatmiya, I can't understand, why doesn't the Rambam bring down these specific guidelines that the Oyev is the Shoshvin, and the Sayne is someone who didn't speak 3 days, Machmas the enmity, and the Kesef Mishnah blibes Shver, he leaves this with a kasha on the Rambam, why the specific guidelines for Oyev and Sayne are not brought down in the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah over there answers the kasha in Hilchas Eidus, and the Lechem Mishnah says that the Rambam understood that the Gemara in Masechta Ksubis, in Daf Kufhei, that we mentioned before, that the Gemara says in a blanket way, in a broad-based way, Omer of Papa, loy lidon in ishdina, lamande rochem lay, or lamande soni lay, because you won't see any kind of a negative for the person that you have an ava for, you won't see any kind of positive for the person you have an enmity for, and the Gemara over there does not give any guidelines whatsoever, doesn't mention anything about not talking 3 days, and etc. And therefore the Rambam took out of there, Zok the Lechem Mishnah, that Menegeta being a Dayan, which we know, Zok the Lechem Mishnah, that to be a Dayan is the very Dakastika Edelazach, those haste, it's very nuanced, and the Dayan has to be completely impartial and fair and balanced and be able to see all the tzedodim, to be able to be shoykel, to weigh the din correctly. So therefore, being a dayon, zokti lechem mishnah, is a different sort of shiloh, a different sort of dion, than being an aid according to Behuda. To be possible for being an aid according to Behuda means you're going to be twisting the actual concrete facts that occurred. For that, we need a starker, strong enmity, or we need a strong ava, the shushvin. But she'enken Rambam understood, based on the sugyan ksubis, that all kinds, any kind of an ava, any kind of a sinner, even if it doesn't have these more severe guidelines for Oyev and Sine are going to be possible Gamri, Zokna Lechem Mishnah, a Philip in the Evan, and even after the fact, we will totally passel anyone who falls within the Gemara Ksubis and has any sort of an Avo or a Sinner for the defendant. Thus, says what Lechem Mishnah is saying, without speaking it out, Beferish, is that the Rambam is speaking Machmas, Mikoyach, the same Sugi in Ksubis Daf Kofhei that the Rosh came from, except that whereas the Rosh took out of the Sugi in Ksubis Kofhei and compared it to our Gemara and took out Tumad Regois and the Psal of an Oyhev or a Sinei from serving as a Dayan, and took out a Ksubis that there's just a Lechatchilo Dikadin that the Oyhev or the Sinei who has some sort of minimal av or a sinner can't serve as a judge. And from El Gemara, the Rosh is going to take out with the more specific guidelines of didn't speak 3 days and etc. that such a person is Gilgamri possible for being a Dayan. That's the Shitas HaRosh. The Rambam, on the other hand, doesn't even bring down the stricter, specificer guidelines of not talking 3 days and etc. The Rambam is going to hold anyone with any kind of av or a sinner. We take out of the Sugya in Ksubis Kofei, that person is a Gamri Possel from being a Dayan. And that's what Rambam leaves out, the specific guidelines of the not speaking 3 days and etc. That's how the Lechem Mishnah explains the Rambam. In the Sefer Ur Sameach, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Ur Sameach rejects this teretz of the Lechem Mishnah, and he says he feels that the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha is a starke Kasha. And the Ur Sameach, interestingly, makes the following analysis. Zokt the Ur Sameach, let's begin by asking a basic question. What happens if Moshe or Aaron HaKohen just served as a shushvin, an unterfir, a chasen, and they have an oyhev for a particular individual, are they going to be able to serve as an aid for that person according to Behuda? Will they be able to serve as a dayan for that individual according to Rabbana? Why would we ask the question, this question of Moshe V'Aaron? Well, Zok the Ur Sameach, we know that we have a sugyan Baba Basra, which we once mentioned in the past previous days, that the Gemara says in Masechta Baba Basra that since the psul of a koroy from being meyed is a gzeiras hakosav and not that of a posik, so therefore a filu Moshe or Aaron, people who are surely not nechshad, not suspect at all of lying, afopi kain is a gzeiras hakosav that the koroy going to be possible to be made, even if they're Moshe V'Aaron. Now that's the sugya in Masechta Baba Basra. So Dr. Ur Sameach, if that's the case, well, our Gemara as well on Sanhedrin Chof Tes has Gzeiras HaKosov V'Hulo Oyev Loim, the pasuk that the Gemara brings, which tells us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that an Oyev or a Sinei is going to be possible from being an aid. Or according to Rabbanan, don't paskin the psul for an aid, they're still going to paskin that the Oyev or the Sinei are going to be possible from being a Dayan. The Kesef Mishnah, Ur Sameach says on that a bombshell of a chiddush. He says that it's going to follow from there that the same way that the Gemara takes on a Baba Basra from the fact that a koroiv is posel migzeiras hakosev, that's to say that the koroiv can't be made even if the madrega of Moshe and V'Aaron who would never lie. The exact same thing, Dr. Ur Sameach, is true when it gets to oyev and a sinei. If I have an oyev, the marshal who's Moshe V'Aaron, he's still not going to be able to be made to serve as an aid according to Yehuda. If I have, according to Rabbanon, a koroiv an oyhev who's like Moshe v'Aaron, he still won't be able to serve as a dayan because it's a gzeiras hakosev. Zokter Sameach, even though you're going to tie on me that the pshat, simple pshat of our sugya in Sanhedrin Chof Tes is not mashma this way. And particularly, the Gemara says on that that the Rabbanim responded to Rabbi Yehuda, you Rabbi Yehuda hold that an oyhev and a sine is unable to serve as a aid. So we say, that the Rabbanim say, as the Mishnah mentions of Chof Zayin, that he responded, that the Yisrael are not suspect of that. It's not a Sameach, L'chor you see befeirish, black on white, it's a shayl of chashad, it's a shayl with a suspect of say, speaking falsely. And not like I'm saying that it's exes akosiv and it would apply to Moshe V'ayim. Zokt of them, there is Sameach nein. So that because of Vada, what underlies the issue that it can't be made according to Yehuda if you're an Ohev or a Sinei, or according to Rabbanon, what underlies that you can't be a dying if you're an Ohev or a Sinei. What underlies that is that usually, but there are chlal, people use this negias as a seba to twist the facts according to Yehuda, to twist their judgment according to Rabbanon. That usually happens. And machmas them that because it usually is going to occur with most people that they twist the facts according to Yehuda, that the Torah made an algamate exeris a cause of klolos, like it often does. And it made it into Xeris HaKosev, and it said that all Oyhev, the Sinais, are not going to be able to be made according to Yehuda, afilu those Oyhev and Sinais which have no Shum Chashad on them, but we made it into a Kloliastik Adin because Badera Klal is usually a Chashad. That's the gather according to Yehuda of the Oyhev or the Sinais possible from being an aid, and once you have that soul, it's going to be in all cases a Filu Moshe V'Yaron because it's Xeris HaKosev. And that the Rabbanon are responding that no, there's no underlying problem over here because since Eloi Nech the Yisrael al-Kach. So therefore, Gevendlich, most Yidden are not suspect of this thing, and Beklolos, there is not in general, in any normative case, there's no concern that an Oyev or a Sinai is going to twist the facts. So Meila, I don't have the underlying problem of the Negius of Oyev or a Sinai to twist the facts, and therefore, according to Rabbanon, it's not Mestavra Bechlal that the Pasuk should go and tell me that Oyev or a Sinai is possible from being an aid. But according to Behuda Zokter, that he holds that there's an underlying concern in most cases that you will twist the facts, Machmas Ahav or a sinner, but once he said the Gzeiras HaKosev and the Gzeiras HaKosev addressed it and passed, Oyev or Sinai from aid is going to apply in all cases as Gzeiras HaKosev, even by Moshe V'Yaron. The same is true that there is a Meir according to Rabbanon that passed going to be negated to a Dayan, so they're going to hold that Oyev or Sinai is unequivocally, absolutely possible for being a Dayan, even Moshe V'Yaron, even people that are able to rigorously maintain their judgment, even in cases of Oyev and Sinai, Afal Pikein is a Gzeiras HaKosev, that such an Oyev or a Sinai will always be possible. So alz dayan. Zokter Sameach, there's a simple nafkamina that comes out of that. What's the din, Zokter Sameach, if I have a case in which the aid, according to Yehuda, or the dayan, according to Rabbanon, has equal levels of ava, or sinna, for both litigants? He's an equal oyhei for both. He's an equal soine for both. So, if you're going to say that the concern is a chashad, a chashash mashaker, that the aid might lie, according to Rabbanon, the chashash that will twist his reasoning, Zokter Sameach, that's not going to be a concern over here because we know what Kim Lund that he has an equal ahava for both, and maybe he'll be impartial and he won't twist his thinking. But now that I'm telling you, Zokter Sameach, that it's actually Xeris HaKosev that kicks in because the Pasuk of Oyev Huloi Oyev Loi tells us this then, and therefore it applies even to Moshe V'Yaron. So then it's also going to apply if the judge would have an equal ahava or a sinner to both. It's Xeris HaKosev that the Shem Oyev, or the Shem Sinei, is going to pass on him from being able to serve as a dayan. Even if in that case, I don't specifically think that it's going to twist his reasoning. Zokter Sameach, that's all true b'negeya to the emissary, real Shem Oyev of our sugya, or the Shem Sinei of our sugya, which is defined in the Mishnah. The Oyev is the Shushvin who just served as the interferer for the wedding, or the Sinei is the person who didn't speak 3 days, machmas the enmity. He has a Shem Oyev, and a Shem Sinei, he's labeled by the Kroh, and he's Nifsal Machmas Gzeres HaKosev, even in a case in which he doesn't have a specific chashad that'll twist his thinking. For example, he's equal ahava for both. But Masha ain't kein Zokter in the sugya, in Ksubas Tavkot. In Ksubas Tav Kuf Hei, where the Gemara quote says from Rav Papa that a person can't judge a person who's a rochim lay that he likes, or a person that he's sunny lay that he dislikes, because it's going to he's going to twist his thinking and he's not going to think straight. That Gemara Zokter Sameach, if you're medactic in the entire sugya mitchilos at soifa in Ksubas Tav Kuf Hei, that's in the sugya of shoychad. The Gemara, the whole sugya there is about shoychad, that the shoychad twists the thinking of the dayan, and it twists the thinking of the chacham, ki ha shoychad ya'av. The Gemara talks about it over there, how it's going to twist. Shoicha twists the judge's thinking, and that the Gemara says that having a specific avo to the litigant, to one litigant, or having a specific sinatim is the equivalent of a shoichad, and it's going to twist your thinking. That whole sugi over there is about the equivalency to shoichad and the fact that the shoichad caused your thinking to be twisted. Over there, Zokta or Sameach, it's mucha minei ubei in the sugi that we're not dealing with a gzeiras hakos of psul, but rather we're dealing with a svoradik of psul, which is the Gemara itself as being medama to a psul of shoichad. And a meila Zokta or Sameach, what would be if the person has a kind of minimal avo or a minimal sinner to both litigants equally? There, Zokta is poshut that we would be okay with him, because since he's equal to both, it's not going to twist his thinking, and we'll accept that his thinking is going to be straight. And you won't have the gzeiras hakosav, because our sugya is a sugya that comes machmas the gzeiras hakosav, and it requires a real shev oyev, a real shem soyne, with the rigorous standards that are given in the Mishnah. That's why, Zokta, there are two sugyas, and you can see from that sugya that the Gemara Nemtzach, it comes, it stems from the fact that we can be medame, a kind of minimal avo or a minimal sinner to a shoychad. Zokta Sameach, once you understand this, which he holds as a dover boro, that the two sugyas come machmas, different shroshim, they come from different places. Our sugya from the Shem Oyev, or the Shem Sinai with the Gzeiras HaKosav, and that sugya from the idea that it's doimet to shoychad, when you have a like or a dislike to a particular litigant. Once you understand that, Zokta, it's taka very, very shver in the Rambam, like the Kesav Mishnah is. The Kesav Mishnah's correction is correct, and the Kesav Mishnah, the Sameach, is not maskim that the Lech HaMishnah answered it up by saying that the Rambam came from the sugya so it's names, Zokta Sameach. There's two different sugyas that the Rambam should have brought down both. Because in our sugya, we're talking about the Shem Oyev and the Shem Soinei, and the Nafkamina is, even if you're an Oyev for both, equally you're going to be puzzled. Mashenkin over there, we're talking about a minimal Av or a sinner, and even if we accept it, we'll passel you, we'll passel the judgment of fellow after the fact. But that's only if you're not equal Oyev for both. You're equal Oyev just for one, and that's going to twist your thinking in the manner of a Shoichad. And there's Sameach says he accepts the Kesef Mishashita at the Rambam's Tzorachin, why he doesn't bring down the specific guidelines of Oyev and Sinai in the sugya here in Sanhedrin. One last nekuda in this inyan. The Birke Yosef in Choshe Mishpat writes that he would suggest that there's an even higher madrega than the madrega of Sinai in our sugya, which the Birke Yosef refers to as a Sinai Gomor. And what emerges from the Birke Yosef is that a Sinai Gomor is someone who feels an actual geschmack, an actual pleasure, so to speak, from the vindictive feeling of being able to get at that person and mess him up. And he experiences a sort of hanor out of being able to have messed up this individual. That's called a Sinai Gomor, and the Birke Yosef says that even though we call it a bonon and we don't call it a Yehuda, and we hold that a Sinai is not possible from being able to be an aid, because an aid is not suspect of twisting the facts machmas esinah, like we said before from the in the Mishnah on Chav Zayin, Afa became that the Birke Yosef, if a person is a Sinai Gomor, then he is going to be possible being made according to Rabbanim. What's the raya to this? Zokter, the raya is in Toisis in Makastaf Vavam Ralph. The Gemara over there has a Hav Amina that Nirva Yatzil, which is to say that the Gemara over there is discussing the din that if you have a group of Eidim that see a particular act and one of them is a core of apostle, there's a Gzer Sakotiv, that disqualifies the entire cut of Eidim, it disqualifies the entire group, if one is a korah for apostle. The Gemara has a hava amina that if an ish is reveya, that if he lives with another ish, he's reveya him, and there's edim that he was reveya, and you want to be manish him, you want to bring him to bezdin, the Gemara's hava amina is that the nirva, the victim, the fact that he also saw it, that's your pasel. And the Gemara says, no, it's not so, because the nirva is called a baldin, it's different, he doesn't pasel the group of edim from being made. The Tos over there speaks out that the hava amina that a nirva should pasel is because he's a soine. As I state in Tos, because he's a Sine loy, that's why we thought, because he hates the aggressor, he hates the abuser, that's the reason why he would be puzzle and he would mess up the whole cat in the heaven of the Gemara. So frekt of them the Birke Yosef, we don't even puzzle paskin that a soine is puzzle ahoyed. It's only a Yehuda passing that would be a whole lot of Rabbanon. Zot the Birke Yosef, that is an example of this Yosef that I'm saying, that a soine gomor, complete hatred, that kind of individual is going to puzzle a filo, even according to the shita of the Rabbanon that we paskin like. Sonny Gomor, it's possible to be made. As the big Yosef Lake to a Hedber. He says the reason for this then, the Maisa, if you think about it, Al Gomor is Mavur that there's really no Xeris HaKosef, according to Rabbanon, for the psul of a Sonny to be made. Right? The Gomorrah says over here, on Chof Tes, that Rabbanon only have Xeris HaKosef for the psul of a Sonny from being a Dayon. But there is no Xeris HaKosef, according to Rabbanon Shita, for a Sonny to be made. Zokta of them, Afa Bikain, says the Birke Yosef, still, since the Sine Gomor that we're speaking of is someone who gets a feeling of pleasure that he messed up that person, he's a vindictive feelings towards him, that therefore that's Ein Lechot Negeya Be'edus Godel Mizeh. And he gets into the definition of a Negeya, someone who feels some sort of a benefit that he's getting out of the fact that the din comes about a particular way. And the Sine Gomor is getting that Hano out of the fact that he messed up that individual. So the Sine Gomor is called a Negeya, and Ein Lechot Negeya Be'edus Godel Mizeh. So he says, this is where Zakti Beki Yosef, that he would say that the Rabbanah will agree that a Soyne Gomor, who is the Ashtarika, a complete Negea Be'edus, so therefore they'll be passed the Soyne Gomor from being able to be made. Later on the Omud, the Gemara brings down a basic din, that if someone speaks in front of Edom and he says, he admits that he owes Ploini, he owes so-and-so a sum of money, and later on he says, Meshata Ani, that I was actually joking around, I wasn't serious about my Hedor, my admission that I owed him money. So the Gemara says that if as long as I said Meshata Ani, the individual will be Potter, he'll be believed to say he was joking around, unless he said at the beginning, Atem Edai. If he says Atem Edai, he's formalizing it, and then he can't say later on, Meshata. Otherwise, he could say that it was joking around. The Trumas Hakri in Simon Aleph, in an important Yisraelistic article, the Trumas Hakri says that this Gemara is Mavur, clearly, that Hodas Baldin works outside of Bezdin. He says, because that's poshut, that a person is made in front of Bezdin, in front of Dayonim, could never say Meshata Ani. Avad, the Gemara is talking, that it was outside of Bezdin, that's the whole context of the Gemara, that it was outside of Bezdin, and you see clearly that Be'etzem Hodas Baldin does work outside of Bezdin, but depending on whether you said Atam Eide or not, will determine whether you could later say Meshata Ani. The Trumas Hakri says that from here we have actually a very big kasha on Ramban Ksubis in the Sefer Aschus, and the Rif in Ksubis. The Ramban Ksubis is actually seems to be Mavur Fakert, a strange and surprising thing. That the Ramban seems to be Mavur over there that Hodas Bal Din Kamei Eidim, the whole din that your admission is Mechayev you is only applicable if you made in front, if you moide in front of Bezdin Davka. Only if it was Bifnei Bezdin. And it's Mashman Ramban that outside of Bezdin, Bechlal, there is no din of Hodas Bal. The man over there is discussing a din that comes out of the sugya in Masechta Baba Kama that a moide b'knas ve'achak koch bo eidim is a shayon the Gemara, but moide b'knas is a tzad of the Gemara. The moide b'knas is going to patter you even if later on the eidim come because there's a special gzeis hakosev that a person admits to the knas, then that patters from a knas. And that the Ramban says, and it's really based on the Gemara in Baba Kama. I invalid that the Gemara is mavur over there that a hoidor that's chutz lebezin outside of bezin does not patter the litigant from a knas, if later on we mechayev him. So though chutz lebezin can't patter, why not? Zokt of them the Ramban, a very, very cryptic word, and the Ramban says that the reason is because the hoidah that patters you by a case of knas is only the shtarka, strong hoidah, which normally by mumnis would have the ability to mechayev you, by a financial halacha, which would not be a knas, would be mechayev you. That's the kind of strong hoidah that patters you in the case of a knas, of a fine, where we know that moed of a knas is potter. So it's mashma in the Ramban that the only kind of Hedor which is strong enough to serve as a Mechayev and to say that Hedor as Baldin is Kameya Edom and is Mechayev you money is only a Hedor that's inside a Bezin. And that's why that's the only kind of Hedor that when it's done in the case of a Knas, of a fine, where we know the Baldin of a Knas is Potter, that's the only kind that patters you, only a Hedor in Bezin. In fact, the Chumas Sakri, the Ramban, is a Pelagodol, it's impossible. How could you say that? It's Mochach in the Sugi over here, it's in Hedron Chof Tes, that Hedor as Baldin Kameya Edom Dami applies even outside Bezin. The Gemara has different guidelines, whether you could say afterwards that you were joking, not say you're joking, depending if you say Atam Eidai, but it's clear it was outside of Bezin, and it's a Pella on the Ramban, that the Ramban says otherwise, that apparently it says Hoidas Baldinkim Eidim is only in Bezin. It's not them the Trumas Akri, a Moiridiki Yasoid, and it's Kedai to say over this Trumas Akri to work on it, but I'll just say over the Yasoid that he says, that the Trumas Akri claims over there that there's two Bazunder distinct halachos in Hoidas Baldinkim Eidim Dami. He says we know when the Achrenes speak out, and he brings down from his brother, the author of the Ktsai Sechoshin, who has a famous shtickle on this, that Hodas Baldin, Rashi is Mavur in Mesechta Kedushin, that Hodas Baldin to Me'idin Domei is a Gezeris HaKosav based on a Pasuk of Kihuzeh. Pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, Ashayyem Kihuzeh, and from there we learn that a Gezeris HaKosav that Hadoas Baldin is going to Mechayev a person money. If you admit, that's like 100 Eidim and Yechayev money. It's Zoch the Chumas HaKri that Yenedin of Ashayyem Kihuzeh, Adolihim Yovet Varshneim, the context of the Pasuk is Mavur that is talking about Hadoah Bebezdin. And then Hadoah Zoch there is a Gezeris HaKosav that it has a Din Nemonus, meaning Zoch the Chumas HaKri is like Eidim would come in, we would have a Nemonus and we would know the facts. Bezdin has ascertained the facts based on the Gidrei HaTorah, the guidelines of the Hilchas HaTorah. Then now Bezdin has established that they know. Once you're Moedin in Bezdin, we consider it that we have a knowledge that you're really Chayev. That's one din of Eidoas Baldin. So that's not the din of Eidoas Baldin that Elgin Moore is discussing outside of Bezdin, because the Gzeiras HaKosev does not apply outside of Bezdin. There's no din of Kihuzeh, and that does not underlie the sugya over here in the Nezhen Chof test by outside of Bezdin. Rather, Elgin Gemara Zokter is based upon a different din that's Mavur in Kama Mekoymes and Shas. The Gemara tells us that by Isser, a person has the ability to be Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Di Isura, which is to say, that let's say, as far as everybody knows, the whole world understands this to be Heter, and we have Rayas that it's Heter, this object is a Heter, but you tell us that you personally are convinced that you know that it's actually Isser. So we have Eidim, we know it's Heter, but for you, you say that it's Isser, and Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Di Isura, and for you it's going to be Osir, even though Klapi the entire rest of the world is Heter. That's the din of Shavya Nafshe. The Trumas Akri is Mechadosh, a big Chiddush, that Shavya Nafshe could apply to Mumnus as well, because if I say that I admit that I owe you $100, even in a case in which the din of Kihuzeh won't kick in and we won't have an emonus of the Trumas Akri, so Bezdin doesn't consider the facts to have been determined, that the facts were ascertained, there's no nemonus, but since you are saying that you're not allowed to hold on to all of your money because $100 of your money belongs to Yenim, so you're determining, you're being kaveya for yourself, that klape you, there is a nihug, there's a halacha that you have to take seriously your own position in halacha, and you have to act according to the perspective that you adopted, and since you are saying about yourself that you owe that money, therefore you're not allowed to hold on to it for yourself. That shav nefshik di chedisura, which is something that Chris stresses, is not a din of nemonis, it's not a din that Bezdin considered the fact to have been ascertained. It's a halacha in the person who made the statement, and he took that halachic perspective, so he's not allowed to go against it himself personally, and he's going to mechuyev in the case of meat, he'll have to not eat the meat. In the case over here, where it's a question of holding on to money in your wallet, you're not allowed to hold on to that money in your wallet because you're admitting it belonged to Yenim. Shavya nafshe chatiha di isura. Zok the truma sakri, the nafgemina is that in one case, by the hoidor of Bezdin, Bezdin has a din nemonus that they actually believe that this money is owed. Now, she'enke by the door outside of Bezdin, which is based upon the shavya nafshe, there is no nemonus, and Bezdin does not actively believe that it's owed, but they're telling the person, we're dictating to you that you are going to have to follow the perspective that you outlined for yourself. You're stuck with the perspective that you took upon yourself. That's the din of Shavya Nafshir Yisur. So that's the Pshat in the Ramban in the Sefer Aschus and Masechta Ksubis. The Ramban has nothing to do with Shavya Nafshir Tichud Yisur. The Ramban is talking specifically about the kind of Haidor that, so to speak, forces Bezdin's hand. The kind of Haidor that gives Bezdin a knowledge that they did not previously have. That's the kind of Haidor that Moide Beknas, Vachach Bo Eidim, is going to be potter on. Because if you made the facts known to Bezdin about that the act was done, that your animal killed a slave, etc., whatever the case was exactly, that's Mechayev you in a Knas. So you made those facts known to Bezdin, so then later on, when the Eidim couldn't make the facts known to Bezdin, they can't Mechayev the Knas, because the facts were already known by your Hoidor, they already were known to Bezdin earlier. That idea that the facts were already known earlier by your Hoidor, so the Eidim won't be Mechayev the Knas later, then it's only applicable to the Gzeiras HaKosev type of Eidoas Baldin, the kind that was done in Bezdin, and that's what the Ramban meant. The Ramban meant, even though we do find as an Nezhen Chof test, Zokta Shumat Sakri, we do find as an Nezhen Chof test that there is a Eidoas Baldin, which is Mechayev, the person to act upon it, even outside of Bezdin, that's not because the facts are known to Bezdin. There's no din emonis. That's a different din of Shavya Nafsha. You're stuck with the position you took. That's all it is over here. The idea that Moide Beknas, Rakach Bo, Eidem Potter, Zokta Ramban, is where the facts became known to Bezdin earlier on, and that the Ramban says that's only in a case where he was moide in Bezdin earlier, and then Bezdin was made known the actual facts. It was a din nemonus on his door, a din kiuzeh, xeris hakosev. That's where we would say that the Edom come later, they came from the chayav from the knas. The Tumim in Simin Pei Aleph as a different kasha on our Gemara. The Tumim says, it's Mavur in the Gemara, like we said before, that if you admit in front of Edom that you owe money, and you don't say the words Atem Eda, you are my Edom, so even later on, when you come and you say Meshato, you say that I was really joking around, I wasn't serious, so if you didn't say Atem Eda, you're going to be Neman to say Meshato Hayisi, that you were joking. Fret the Tumim, why are you Neman? Why don't we say Advorim Shebelev Ein Advorim? We know we have a klal all over Shas, that things are a person inside of a person's heart, but was not articulated or ignored. We go by with that which you articulate in words, and that which was in your heart, Advorim Shebelev Ein Advorim. Why don't you say that over here, Fret the Tumim? Why don't you say that yesterday when I said I'm Chayav the money, so you made a statement, you hired the money, and that's a kosev, or whatever it is that the Hidos Baldin is believed, and you made a statement that you're admitting that you owe it, so you have to pay it. Ah, you say later on I was joking, that's something that was going on inside of your heart. The words that you stated, after all, were clearly stating that you owe the money. So the fact that you were joking is just in your heart, it's Dvorim Shebelev, and why isn't it ignored? As Dvorim Shebelev, in a Dvorim. As I frick the Tumim. The Tumim says on this, that actually he says that in reality, this is not a case of Dvorim Shebelev at all. Because Dvorim Shebelev in a Dvorim means that your words spoke one thing, and your heart, you were thinking something else which contradicts it, so we ignore what was in your heart. However, over here, Zok, the Tumim, really the words themselves have two different meanings, so to speak. One meaning, I say I owe Pliny $100, I owe Pliny $200. One meaning is, in fact, the words are taken at face value, and yes, I actually owe that money. The other meaning of the words is that the words are words of schoik vehissel, words of shtus, words of joking around, which that's another way people talk, Zok the Tumim. It's like people talk in two different ways. They talk serious, and they mean one thing when they say these words. They talk jokingly, and they mean a different thing when they say these words. And therefore, Zok the Tumim, when later on he's saying, Meshato Hayisi, he's actually being mevarer, he's making a determination that the original words, meikorom, didn't have the meaning of an articulation of an actual chiyuv that really existed. They were the other kind of words, the words that articulate a joke. Meila, there's no contradiction between that which was in your heart and that what the words were actually saying, because the words themselves take on a different definition, a different meaning when you say them as a joke. They're joke words rather than serious words. Meila, therefore, there's no problem with Dvorim Shebelev and Dvorim, because what the jokingness does really is to give a different definition to the words themselves. That's the Tumim's answer. I saw in the Chedushei Reb Elia Meir Bloch in Yevomis that he says a different teretz to this kasha. And before I mention his teretz, I just want to add that although Reb Elia Meir does not say what he doesn't like about the Tumim's teretz, really the emes is that the Tumim's teretz sounds like a very surprising teretz, and it sounds like something you could very much question. The truth of the matter is, you look up these words in a dictionary, and the words I am chayev $100 doesn't have two different meanings in a dictionary. It's not like the word I am chayev, the dictionary says meaning one, I'm chayev, and meaning two, I'm just a meaningless joking word. The words themselves have a particular meaning, and we know what the meaning is. The meaning is I actually owe him the money. The fact that I say it sometimes as a joke doesn't give a different meaning to the words themselves. It just means that the words say one thing, but they never were intended to be followed through on, because they weren't an articulation of an emissary sense in my heart that I really actually owe that money. But the idea that the words have two different meanings, and if we're giving it meaning number two, which is that of a joke, is a very questionable and surprising idea of the Tumim, and you really could hear where Rebellion Mayor would not go with that. I want to be noita with that, and with Nemon, that it really is a case of Dvorim Shebelev. What's in your heart, the joke in your heart, is simply flat out contradicting with the statement you made, which is that you owe the money. And Rebbe Yemeir Bloch differs as a different teretz. It brings from his father, it brings a raya to this matos and gittin, but the bottom line, the crux of the teretz that he says is that, just like we find in Tosfos and Kedushin, for example, and other places, that where there is an umdin of the mukach, that my words were meant with a certain clause, with a certain caveat, where it's an umdin of the mukach, it's self-evident, then even if I didn't speak it out, the umdin of the mukach, as if it was licked in the words, as if it was spoken. And that's a big rule. There's no problem with Dvorim Shebelev, there's no weakness with Dvorim Shebelev, where it's an umdin of the mukach, it's self-evident what I meant. Now, Zonkter of Eliab Meir, Be'emis in our Gemara, it's not an umdin of the mukach that he was joking, of course. I mean, it could very well be that he wasn't joking. He said yesterday that he owes $100, and he really does owe the $100. You don't know that he was joking, and you can't call it an umdin de mukach. Despite that, he brings from his father this rayas to this from a Tosfos Gittin, that any safek ha'oila bilibeinu me'atzmeinu is automatically as if it was articulated. In other words, the case when I hear a guy outside of Beis Din say, "I owe you $100," and he doesn't say atam edai, any reasonable person who hears that will automatically ask himself, is this serious language or is this exaggerated joking around language? It's a safek ha'oila b'libeinu me'atzmeinu. So even though it's not self-evident that he was joking, and he may have been serious, you don't know, but any reasonable person will automatically raise the question. It's automatically raised. It's outside bezdin, and he's not saying atam edai. You don't know whether that's serious, and you automatically ask yourself the question. Then, zokter, is kilu it's articulated, and it has the ability to uproot the dibur, even though it's perhaps going against the dibur that he made. Because the safek ka'ula b'libeinu me'atzmeinu, it's an undernus, so to speak, that I must raise this question, I must question and weaken the words that are being stated, and therefore in such a case the words don't have a toikef, even though technically I'm weakening it based upon that which was in my heart. Later on the Omud, the Gemara brings down the halacha of ein toyanin lemesis. That says the Gemara says that normally by din and foshois, the halacha is that any possible argument for leniency that one could come up with to exonerate the individual and get him off, even if he doesn't think of tying it to Bezdin, Bezdin will be toyanin it for him to consider that possibility to get him off the hook by din and foshois. However, says the Gemara, if a person is a mesis, which mesis is technically defined, you have the sugyas later in Sanhedrin about this, defined as a person who convinces others to worship avodah zarah. That's a very chomerdik case, the mesis, and ain toyin in the mesis, if you're trying to convince others to be avodah zarah, that's very chomer, and we give him the mesis bezdin, and we would not come up with arguments on our own that he didn't think of to get him off of the hook. The raya to this, says the Gemara, is from the Nochash HaKadmoini, from the Nochash and Parashas Bereishis, because Reb Simloy said that the Nochash could have had tainus, he could have got himself off the hook to avoid his punishment from the Eibishter, but since he didn't tain it himself, the Eibishter wasn't tain them for him. What could have been the tain? The Gemara says the Nochash could have said, Divrei Horav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishoimin. In other words, I'm just a Nochash, I'm a Talmud of the Eibishter. The Eibishter said, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, and I'm saying, you could eat from the Eitz Hadas, I'm convincing you could eat it. You should be listening to the Eibishter and not listening to me. Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishoimin. Dechad the Nochash could have said that argument, they would have gotten more for the hook. In other words, that I can't be called a cause of Chava and eventually Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas because there's no business listening to me. Since the Nochash didn't tain it there, so therefore he got punished because ain't tain in the maces. Frektoises, Tois over here as the Kashim. Frektoises, how could you possibly say that this taina of Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishoimin is going to be a good argument to get a maces off of the hook? Convincer of others to worship over the Zorah, which is a very severe Aveira, and it gets it's a Mises Bezin to the Mises. And Frektoises, he can't say the Rav gets him off of the hook. M. Cain's Frektoises, Kol Mises, Yifter Asim, Voisei Taina, that every single Mises in the world has that argument, not just the Nochosh. Every case, you always have. I tried to convince him, and I tried to tell him he should worship idols, but I'm just a Talmud of the Eibishter. You got to listen to the Eibishter's Torah and not to me, and I'm off the hook. In other words, according to that, every Mises is off the hook. It can't be like that. Avada, we know that a Mises gets Mises Bezin. And for Toises, no. The Toises says that really a Mises can't use that argument because even though there's a logic in saying that he shouldn't have listened to me, but Afal Pi Kein, there's a Gzeres HaKosev that asers the Maisa Hasos or the Maisa Mises, do not do the act of convincing. And since you did an act of attempting to convince, that's going to be Mechayev the Oynish Bezdin, even if there's a tiny that Yenim shouldn't have listened to you. So what? The Gzeres HaKosev says you can't do the act of trying to convince, and if you do, you get Oynish Bezdin. And Meilid, there's no shaykh, has no ability to patter a mesis based on this argument that he shouldn't listen to me. It's only the case of the Nochosh Zog Toises, where the Nochosh was loy netzdava. The Nochosh didn't have this loy sasei of being a mesis. So therefore, the Nochosh didn't have specifically a tzivoy. What the Nochosh is getting punished for Zog Toises is the fact that it was boss takola al yodoy, that the fact that it through him it came about a terrible, terrible stumbling block the Eitz Hadas was eaten from. It's the fact that what came about through him is what is in the punishment, not the fact that there's a gzeres hakosev not to be maces, because he doesn't have that tzivoy. The Nochosh wasn't nitzdave. In the case of the Nochosh specifically, he could argue that the terrible results that came about, that the Eitz Hadas was eaten from, isn't attributable to my hasasa because of Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishoimin. They had absolutely no business listening to me, and therefore I'm not the one that the kola came about through me. That would have been his defense, and the Gemara learns out from there, ain't tain of the maces. This is Tais Yisoid, that now there is a tzivoy of maces, avada, Divrei Harav cannot possibly get you off of the hook. The Yad Ramah over here, from the Gdolei Rishonim, the Ramah, also asked Tosfos Kasha, and he says a different teretz And he builds from here a very, very surprising and a very, very difficult Shveri Yesoid of the Adrama. The Adrama claims that Avada Zokter, normally a Mesis, does not have a taina of Divya Harav, like Toysis says, otherwise every Mesis will get off of the hook. And he says, because the Torah itself said the Inalada Mesis and the Inalada do act of convincing, and therefore it doesn't make a difference whether Gena should have listened, should not listen, to make a difference. You did the act of convincing and get Nenash. And therefore a Mesis, who's Mesis for Avoda Zora, which is the classic Mesis, will definitely not be off of the hook with the Divya Harav argument. However, Zokti Adrama, in El Gemara, there was no technical Avoda Zora, because after all, there's not a question of worshipping Avodah Zorah. The snake is not getting to eat idols, to worship idols. He's just getting to eat the Yetz Hadas. So Meila, Zokti Adrama, then is not going to be Mamish Amesis Avodah Zorah. Now the truth of the matter is the various Mephoshim get into this over here, that the Gemara seems to be comparing the Yetz Hadas, the Nochosh, to Mesis Avodah Zorah, and some speak out because there was an element of Kfira in the context over there where the Ebishtu was Mamish of Megala himself to Odom, and the Ebishtu was Mitzava Odom, not even Yetz Hadas. So going ahead and eating it has an element of kfir, of denial of the Eibishter, and mainly it's doima to meis lavu d'zor. That's what some learn. And the Adrama explicitly writes over here that the madrega of meis of Al-Gemor is a lesser madrega. It's not the one that has the often of beferish at sivoy of don't be meis, and the often of beferish oynish in the Torah, and therefore in Al-Gemorah we don't have the explicit sivoy because it wasn't an actual act of meis for idolatry mamish. So that's where we're going to ask ourselves whether what came about is attributable to the meis or not. Because you're getting nenash. Since it's not a mesis lavoi d'zora, you're getting nenash for the results that came about, and then you could say, no, it's not my problem and not my fault, because he shouldn't have listened to me, devei atam, devei arav, devei mishayman. That is the yisod of the Adrama, but then the Adrama says a bombshell, and he goes much, much further. And he says that from here we see that in any case in which you have a defense of devei harav, devei atam, devei mishayman, it always works only and specifically if you tine it, like the Gemara speaks of over here. The Gemara says, ain't toyin in the mesis. If you're convincing others to do an Avera, and like he's learning, this is Shara Avera, this is not a Avodah Zorah in our Gemara. So if you're convincing others to do an Avera, and the Avera comes about through you, you're going to get Nenash, and you won't have a defense of Divya Harav, Divya Atam, Divya Shayman, unless you specifically tie it, like the Gemara says here. And that's why, exactly, Adrama, it seems to me, Zokter, that when the Gemara speaks in the whole of Sugyas in the second paragraph of Kedushin, the Ein Shliach Hadvar Avera, and why is Ein Shliach Hadvar Avera, so you shouldn't speak out of it there. Comes out of the sugya there, Pashtus, that Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman, right? Because I made a shliach, I asked the shliach, please do this aveira for me. The Amish had told the shliach, don't do the aveira. The Mitzmashaleach, I said to the shliach, do the aveira. So at the Mishayman speak in Kedushin, based on the Gemara there, that the Mishaleach could say later on, the shliach had no business listening to me at all. What's his right to listen to me? The Amish was Mitzvah Fakert, and therefore my command is garnished. It's like nothing, Klappi, compared to the Ebershah's command to not do it. And therefore, my tzivu is nothing, and not responsible for the act. I'm not responsible for the act of the Mishalech. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman. Zokt, the Adrama, on my opinion, Zokt the Rama, that's all. The whole Sugyan condition, only if the Mishalech specifically thought to taina Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman. Like you see in our Gemara, you have to taina Divrei Rav. If he doesn't think to taina it, then we say, Yesh Adavera, and he gets punished. He says, in my sense, it's very shver the Sugya, Zokter, and the Sugya is in Kedushin, the different Mekumis in the Gemara is Bechlan dat Mashma like this. The Gemara never mentions Zokter, that we're really going to punish the Mishalech with a Yesh Adavera, unless he specifically tainas that Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman. It's a Sorachian, but that's what emerges from our Gemara, Zokter, that the Divya Harav only works if you tie it, and otherwise I'm going to say yesh l'dvar aveira, I caused it, I brought it about with my command, I told the shliach to do it, and therefore it's like the mesis of our Gemara, which is going to be nenash, you're going to be punished, and b'dinei shamayim, at least b'dinei shamayim is going to be punished, unless he tied it as a Divya Harav, a Divya Talmud, Divya Mishayim. In reality, even the idea of Dinei Shamayim is only discussed by other poskim, like we'll see later. The Adrama seems to say that you just punish him. And anybody who sends a shliach to an aveir will get punished, unless he specifically tainas later that Yenim had no business listening to me. Very, very shver Adrama, obviously, like he himself acknowledges, because Pashtus, the Gemara seems to say all over, that there's no shliach of aveir at all, regardless of whether you tainas specifically this tain of Divya Harav or not. However, the emes is that we see beferish in a very important shtickle in the Imri Boruch on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Chosha Mishpat Lamed Beis, that he understood that there are two completely distinct sugyas of Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin, which cannot be compared, they cannot be sugyestelt one to the other. One, the Divrei Harav by Shlichus, the Masechet Kedushin, and the other, the Divrei Harav by Mesis, over here, Masechet Sanhedrin. And this is an extremely important point. Let's go carefully through this inyan to try to explain the two different sugyas as explained by the Imri Boruch on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Now the halacha is, the Gemara says, in Masechet Baba Kama Daf Nun Vov, the Gemara says, Hasoicher Eide Sheker, Potter Medine Odom, V'chaya Bedine Shamayim. And that's to say that a person who hires false witnesses, and the false witness testify falsely, and it ends up that the Gemara comes out in the Maskonas of Gemara, it ends up that they cause a hefty to a particular litigant, because his money, because of the false edus, it goes to the other litigant. You're a third party, the Gemara explained, but you personally, for whatever reason, you hired these people to speak falsely in court, and they cause a hefty to a litigant, so you, the person who hired the false witnesses, a Potter Medine Odom, but you're Chaya Bedine Shamayim, and within the Shemayim and the law of heaven, you're going to have to repay. Zokt of them, the Toises, that this din of Chaya B'din Shemayim is only applicable in the Gemara's specific case of Soicher Eide Sheker, where you hired the false witnesses. Specifically because you hired the false witnesses, you hired them, and that's, they have a pile of yours, and you're more shayach, you're more connected with the action they did, and that's why you Chaya B'din Shemayim. Asha Enkin says Toises, if you just spoke to them and told them to say the Eide Sheker, Amira without a Schirus, there you're going to be potter even from Dinei Shamayim, totally potter, because you could argue that Sovur Shalo Yishmaloi, which there's twice a story in a few places in Shas like that, that you could say that they know it's an aver to speak false testimony, and I thought they wouldn't listen to me. And then it's only if you hire them that especially in Chayim Dinei Shamayim, otherwise I could say Sovur Shalo Yishmaloi. The Shach in Choshe Mishpat Lamed Mei says that we don't pass like Toises. That's the Shach says. He brings in a Ritva in Masechet Kedushin that says Beferish against Toises, that the Ritva says that even if you're just Oimer, you spoke to the witnesses and you told them to speak false testimony, you're ready Chaya B'din Shamayim. And the Shach says that the voice Ikur LaHalacha, and he says there's a bit of a riot to this from the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin Chof Tes, our Gemara. Dr. Shach, it says in our Gemara that the Nochosh convinced Chavo to do the aver of eating from the Eitz Hadas. And even though the Nochosh could have had a taina of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Shimon, Afal Pi Kein, the Gemara's Mavur, he was judged as a Mesis, and he got punished B'din Shamayim, he got punished at the hands of heaven. So you see, Dr. Shach, that even with there could be an argument that why are you listening to me? There's Eibishter who said Vakeret. Even if you have that argument, you still end up being Chayav Din Hashamayim, just like over here in the case of the Nachash. Of them, Zokta Imri Boruch over there, the Imri Boruch says that he holds that this taina of the Shach from our Gemara is not a taina. This is where the Imri Boruch says a big yisoid. Zokta, the Gemara in two different mekoymois, and there's different sugyas in the Rishonim, speak of Divrei Harava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin. These are two different sugyas that have no real connection one to the other. Zokta, one of them is a sugya of Shlichus. And he says that if it's really Mavur in Hechash Shabbos, in the Magen Avraham, and Shin Zayin, based on a Rambam, that in order to be called a Shliach for somebody, you have to be benefiting, doing an action which benefits that individual in some manner. If you're doing it for yourself, just the individual, Mashalach will tell you, I want you to drive your car as a benefit to yourself. Not for me. Drive the car for yourself. That comes out of the Magen Avraham based on the Rambam and the Chashabas, that that's not called a Shlichus at all. There's no merely Akam, there's no Shlichus, it's a whole sugya over there in Masechet Shabbos. Shlichus is only when I'm doing the action for the benefit of the Mashalach. And over there, Zok there, is a din, that the act of the Mashalach, of the Shliach, is Nisiaches to the Mashalach in some manner, this is the Mashalach did it. And that was saying that we're in Sanaveiru, we could say, Divrei Harava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin. And no, you had no business listening to me, and Toises understand it to mean that I didn't think you would listen to me. I didn't. Why should I think you would listen? It's against the tzibur of the Eivishter. And Mela, in a case where my Mishaleach status, I told you to do something for me, that that goes against what the Eivishter told you not to do, you're not going to be a Shliach for me. And according to Toises, it's going to come at you're not even Chayav B'din Shamayim. It's nothing. You're not my Shliach in any way, shape, or form. I'm not labeled as your Mishaleach, and you're not labeled as my Shliach, and therefore you don't have a Shliachus. That's what we're saying over there, that Divrei Harav, and that Divrei Harav, that they may borrow. According to Toises, will get you off the hook even within the Shemayim, because you're not my Shliach and I'm not your Mashalach. Mashayin can El Gemorah Zok there in the Sugyan Sanhedrin Chof Test, there's no Shlichos anyway, because the Nochash didn't benefit from having Chava eat the peiri. It's not like the Chava is eating the peiri for him. She's not eating the peiri for him. She's eating the peiri for himself. The Nachash is serving as a sort of a yoyet. He's serving as an advisor. I think it's very good advice. The Rashi being the Chumash, why he made a cheshbon out of it, a pilpul, that it's actually a piece of good advice that you should eat the from the Eitz Hadas. So that's a shemesis. Zokt di Imei Boruch. The Shem Mesa of Egemori is I'm guiding you and offering your advice. You should go ahead and do that thing. I'm not trying to serve as a Shem of a Mishaleach for you, and you're not going to get labeled a Shliach of mine. It's not going to be that somehow the Mesa that you're doing is Nesiachas to me in any way, shape, or form. That's not happening now, Egemori. There's no Shlichas. It's a different halacha. I'm serving as a Yoyetz, and I'm guiding you and advising you. There, if I offer the words of guidance and the words of advice, and you end up taking me up on that, and it falls within the category of Mesis, I'm going to be Chayav for Mesis. It's nothing to do with Shlichas. It's a different parasha called Mesis. And that's where the Gemara over here says that you really could have theoretically said on that too. Maybe I'm not serving as your guide, as your yoyetz, it's because you had absolutely no business listening to me. Then is the Gemara that if you don't tie it, then you're going to have a Shem Mesis on that, according to Tosis, whatever exactly the Rishonim say over here in the very categories and guidelines given by Tosis. The point over here, Zokta Imi Baruch over here, is we're not trying to make you a Mishaleach. We're saying that since you offer the words of guidance, of Yoyetz, I'm advising you to worship the idol. I'm advising you to go against the Tziva Hashem and to even the Eitz Hadas. You have a Shem of a Mesis and you're going to be nanished for that. And that's where the Gemara says that Devi Harav won't get you off the hook because Sof Kol Sof, you offer the advice and the advice was follows. But in a case where you need to come on to Shlichus, where you're going to have to get labeled as a Shliach and you want to be Mechaya for Shlichus the Varavayr to be Chayav in a Shemayim, that Zokta, that's Mavur in the Sugya, the way Tosis learns it up, that you don't have a Shem of a Shliach at all, b'chlal not, and therefore you're part of the Shemayim. So that's the Yisrael of the Imei Boruch, just to speak this thing out. It's Mavur in the Imei Boruch that there's two different Devei Haravs, contrary to what it says in the Adrama, that it's all one, and therefore the Adrama wants to learn out of here. It's an incredible Peladic thing, that in the whole Shas, when I make a Shliach of Varavera, I'm the Mishalech's only off the hook if he thinks to Taina. No, over there you don't have to think to tie it lefit the because it's two completely distinct sugyas. And over there, it's be'etzem, intrinsic, that you're not going to get labeled a mishalech, and who will get labeled your shliach, in a case we had no business listening to you. Finally, we'll just mention briefly the Yesoidius Tikkum Achloikis, Sois Nesivis, on Amud Beis over here, on Choftes Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down, there was a story of a person who hid the Edom behind the curtains of the bed, the Kilsay. He hid the Edom behind the Kilsay, the bed curtains, and he said to the fellow who didn't know there were Edom there, he says to the Mona Libiotcha, I owe you money. And the guy says, yes. I owe it to you. See, he's trying to get the fellow to say Atam Eidai or to admit that they're Edom over here. So he said to the fellow, Iri Veshichvi Lehevi Aloch Sadi, that the waking and the sleeping people should be Edom. And he figured, hopefully, the person will say, okay, fine. He figured there's no Edom anyway. So the guy says, no, absolutely not. I'm not masking that anybody should be my aid. And that the Gemara says that since he said explicitly that I don't agree that anybody should be the aid, so therefore the Eidor is not a Eidor. The Ktzayis HaChoshen in Simon Pei Aleph raises a basic question. He says, when I hide these Edom behind the bed curtains, and if I get him to say Atam Edai, that I accept that there should be Edom, right, so then it's going to be good. Do the Edom actually have to see the person making the admission, or is it sufficient that they hear him making the admission and they recognize his voice? A very basic Yesoid Yustika Kler. And on that, the Ktzoy says that there may possibly be a bit of a serious Asugis on this, but it gets to other places in Shas, because later on, in Rashi and Daf Samach Zayin, the Gemara over there talks about a person who is hiding Edom in the case of a Mesis. We have an actual Mesis that somebody is convincing the other fellow to try to worship, convincing him to worship idols, and I hide the Edom. And Rashi is Mavur over there in the Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin. The Rashi says that the Gemara says on Lashon that they have to be Royin Oysoi Lo'or Haner, which is to say that the Edom who are hiding have to actually see the Mesis. So Rashi, they have to literally see him, because even hearing him without seeing him would be insufficient, because he could say that wasn't me. You heard me, it sounded exactly like my voice, it wasn't really me. The Edom has a dafka see him. Okay, so in that sugya of Mesis, it's Mavur Beferish, that you have to see him, and that's what Rashi says. But there's another Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says that actually a pretty well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that Tvias Eina de Kolo is considered to be a good raya. Tvias Eina de Kolo means I recognize the voice very clearly and very well, and that's considered to be a big raya. For example, that the Gemara says otherwise, Heich Suma Muta Beishtoi. How is a blind person Muta to have Tasha Mita with his wife? Who says it's his wife? It might be a different person's wife. He can't tell see her. It must be Betvias Eina de Kolo. She speaks and he recognizes the voice. The Heich Bnei Odom Muta L'Rishay Sehem B'Layla says the Gemara, how are people mutter to have tashmish with their wives at night? They don't see, they just hear her. So again, tvias ena de kolo. So there it's mavur, that hearing, whether you recognize the voice very well, is going to be sufficient. It's like seeing. And yet in the Gemara, in Samach Zayim, it says it's insufficient. So he says the chiluk must be between iser, surim, like, or over there it's the iser of tashamita, which is a pretty strong iser, but after begin it's iser, and by dinik iser, the halacha is by prohibition dinim. The halacha is that we do accept tvias ena de kolo, we accept voices. Masha'in kain, by those dinim which require shnei edim mamish and bezdim, which is dinim nefoshis in the case of mesis, because it's a capital crime, or over here, dinim mumnis in the case of being establishing that he admits that he owes the money, which is the edim gemurim and the bezdin. So with which require eating gemurim mamish, that the tzoyis is a din riya on that you have to dafka see, and it's going to be insufficient just to hear the tvias ena de kolo. Iser, zokter is a different din, and by dini iser, like tasha mita case of the gemara cholin, there we accept tvias ena de kolo, hearing and recognizing the voice. And the Sivas, however, of Anort over there disagrees, and he brings a raya from a gemara that he claims that the Sivas says that the iser is not considered to be more lenient than mumnus with regard to these types of dinim, and he says it doesn't make sense, that if it's going to work for iser, who other than it has to work for dinim mumnus as well, and tvias ena de kolo does work. Why is it that the gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin later on Samach Zayim, but the case of Mesis, that it does not work, that the, like Rashi speaks out of it, you have to see the Mesis and you have to make the Yisraim. So the Sivas claims that's a Masuyim Dika Halacha in Dinin HaFashais, that by Dinin HaFashais he says there's certain specific kulas, and one of the kulas we have in Dinin HaFashais is a Dinin HaFashais you need a Re'iya Mamish, and something which called a Yediyah B'loy Re'iya, that you know but you didn't have a Re'iya Mamish, is insufficient when you get to Dinin HaFashais. So Mela, that's why over there where it's Dinin HaFashais, because the Mesa gets put to death, it's a special din, you have to dafka see him. Masha Inkin, to see this holes, in a case like this one, let's say it's Mumnus, for example, Taka, you need Eden Gemur and everything, Afo Pikain, Zokte, Sivis, it certainly is doimah to the Sugya in Chulin, and Mela Shmir would be sufficient, contrary to the Ksais, and this is a big machleg of Ksais Nasivis, whether in our Gemara, where you're hiding the Edom and trying to get this fellow to admit that he owes, is it sufficient for the Edom to hear, like the Shitas and Nasivis, or they have to dafka see the person who's making the admission, like the Das?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.